Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Bobcast, a movie with Rick and Bob. I'm your host, Bob Mercer. With me, as always, over there in beautiful downtown Murphytown, West Virginia, is our host, Rick Sawyer. Evening, Rick.
Howdy, howdy.
How's it going, buddy?
Doing great.
Hey, we got a good show tonight, folks. With us tonight are The Promise, Sean Steele, and James Grimm Blackwell with Higher Passion Wrestling, a organization who will be wrestling at Parkersburg Homecoming this year. We've been trying to have them on for a while, but as you know, last week, well, didn't want to cooperate. So we're glad tonight, but it was a little bit, we kind of had to push things. Rick and I did. Rick and I were like 4 hours, 3 hours trying to get this thing put together over at my daughter's house where it's going to happen, where it's happening at. So guys, how you doing tonight? Pretty good?
We're doing good.
We're doing good.
Thank you for having us on. He'll be the first to tell you whenever I'm involved in anything, there's always technical issues. So
we have little goblins that hang out in our computers because there's always something happens. Either we freeze or we can't get somebody to come on. It's just crazy. Well, we appreciate you being with us tonight. I'm looking forward to talking with you and looking forward to having you at the Parkersburg Homecoming in August. First off, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us how Higher Passion got into being and go from there.
You want to start? Or do you want me to start?
I'll let you start. You're the best talker.
Oh, I don't know about all that. Higher, you know, professional wrestling is storytelling, number one. It's about the audience, number two. That's the first and foremost. Higher Passion Wrestling is, that's it in a nutshell, it's passion. You have to have the passion to be in this industry, and it's about the fans first. And when we first started this, we talked about it. I think that's about how anything with great potential starts out, just a discussion. Exactly. And there was things that we had seen in the industry, in the business, that were like, you know something, I think we might be able to make this a little bit better. And there's been, gosh, there was countless hours of discussions and talks. And here we are going to that next level and making this happen. And there's been so many people involved with this that have done such an outstanding job of bringing Higher Passion Wrestling to the point where it is now, and we are truly excited come August to show Parkersburg what it's about at the homecoming.
And for us, this has been 17 years in the making.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So we set out to do this years ago and just didn't have the resources to be able to do it. And things just, we decided not to take no for an answer this time. So here we are.
Yep.
You know what? They say that you know, if you keep trying, you're going to eventually get where you need to be. And that's where we're kind of at with the Bobcast. We've been doing this for a couple years, and we love it. We actually have another person who is involved in it, but she's not with us tonight. It's our buddy, Teresa. She's not with us tonight, but she will be. But, you know, when my daughter started telling me about, you know, Higher Passion, I was like, you know what? One thing that the people love to see is a good wrestling match. They love to see people in the ring. And so I told her, I said, you know, get with the guys. Let's make it happen for August. And there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are on our end that are working to make it happen. So I'm kind of anxious about it. I'm kind of looking forward to it. Because
Same.
But I'm not going to do it now. You know, people were asking me, somebody texted me yesterday, and if I could find the text, they said, can I get in the ring? And I said, no, not going to do it. So how many people's involved?
Oh gosh. All right. Now total 20 to 25 so far.
Really?
We're still building.
I stopped counting.
The process never stops. We're constantly, it's around the clock. I go to bed with messages that I got to answer. I wake up with even more messages that I have to, you know, get to at some point during the day.
I started making my wife give me the cliff notes because we've got the group chat going on with all the conversations, and I wake up, I just look at her and go, okay, look, it would take me the rest of the today to get through all these messages. Just tell me the important stuff.
There's just so much that goes into it. And at the end of the day, whenever we look back at the content that we have out on the HPW Facebook page, to some, it may not look like, well, these guys are just, you know, clowning around and throwing this stuff up. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of planning. You got to think of the audience first. You know, what do we want the audience to know? What are we trying to show them? What are we trying to teach? How are we trying to entertain them? And it's around the clock, constant work. Love every second of it. It's been a learning process as well. There's just so much that goes into it. And I, you know, for the folks that are that's with us, it's watching this right now. We said this 2 weeks ago on the live. Thank you so much to everybody who contributes to this, everybody who's involved with us. And once again, thank you to the Bobcast for even having us.
Oh, man, we were excited about doing it. We were kind of disappointed last week.
We were too.
well, you know, I told my daughter, I said, you know, I'd hate to think that they think, oh, yeah, right. You know, but I mean, like I said, we have little gremlins, and it just blows our mind. Sometimes, like tonight, we're having a great time right now. Next weekend, next Saturday, God only knows what's going to happen. So Rick and I kind of keep our options open. We're like, well,
we relate.
I'm our little gremlin.
Yes.
Because anytime, like we'll have everything planned to a T. It's perfection.
Tested multiple times. He shows up. Nothing.
Yeah. It's just, and so well, that, we were sitting here a little bit ago and waiting, you know, for the setup and everything. And he kept on going, it's because you're here. Like, if I leave and go down to the gas station, I guarantee you all of this works out just fine. So when all this popped up and we were going, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm here and it's actually working. This is scary.
Well, I'll tell you straight up, if it wasn't for that man in the bottom picture there, the Bobcast would be in deep trouble. He is so slick about the things. He goes, well, hold on a minute. Let me, there, how's that? I'm like, okay.
Same. Yeah. He's the guy I turn to a lot. He'll tell me what he has to do or what he's done. I'm like, I have no idea what you just said, but I'm glad.
Excuse me, just make it happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's like. Look, I'm just going to leave this to you. Hopefully it works.
That's the same with Rick. Rick will start saying, well, I had to, okay. You know, he starts speaking Greek.
Yes.
Okay, well, I had to do this. And I'm sitting there going, I'm impressed.
Give him the deer in the headlights look the way he does me. Yep. Mm-hmm.
How long you two known each other?
Oh, gosh.
17 years. Yeah. It'll be 17 years in September. So it's still currently 16 years.
Well, sounds like Rick and I. Rick and I have been best friends for, what, Rick, 15 years?
About 16 years, yeah.
No, 15, and we actually met at a search and rescue training. We were both in search and rescue, and we met in a search and rescue group. And I pulled up beside him in my car, and I was looking for another friend of mine. I said, you seen Kenny? And he goes, over here beside me. And we've been inseparable ever since. I mean, my family loves him. He comes over. I go out to his place for coffee, and I see more of him than I do my wife, I think. You know, we just decided one day, you know, something, you know, like on Wednesday night, we have wraparound MOV. It's a different, format, but the same two people. And so we thought, you know, it's time to start doing something where people are being informed on what's happening. And it turned out really well. So, you know, as long as people listen and as long as people watch, we're going to keep right on trucking. But I find it, a buddy of mine lived in Jackson, Ohio. I don't know if you knew Roger Limley. Roger was a friend of mine, lived in Jackson, and he was in wrestling, professional wrestling. And I asked him how he did it, and he said many nights or many mornings of aches and pains and stuff like that. He goes,
that happens.
He goes, you got to come up, Bob, and try it. And I'm like, no.
That's the right answer.
No. I'll sit here and drink my coffee and let you get beat up, you know. I'll laugh at you when you're sore, but I'm not getting in the ring. No. That would be bad.
A lot of folks, you know, whenever I say, you know, I'm like, don't laugh, but this is what we do. And they, you know, of course, you get the chuckle at first. They're like, well, why do you do it? You love it. I have, of course, a ton of pictures of things that I've done in the ring, matches that I've had. And one of my favorite pictures, I was doing them. It wasn't even in the ring of what I was doing, but in the background. I'm going to say he was probably 8 or 9 years old. This little boy in the crowd, and his eyes were, you know, this big. His mouth was wide open. He was excited. I'm like, that's why I do this.
Yep, that's the effect.
Entertain the fans. It's, you know, to do a show, and after the show or an intermission, you know, when somebody comes up and says, hey, can you sign this and take a picture of me? Absolutely. That you've taken them away from the reality of this world that we're living in for 2 hours and just giving them something that they can be entertained on, go home, talk about for the next week, giving them some joy. And that is absolutely the whole point of the whole thing, the story time for them. And
for us too.
Yeah, for us too.
I said this years ago, but it doesn't matter if there's, you know, 100 fans in that audience, if there's one fan in that audience, for us as well, it's that, you know, few minutes that we get to go out there and we're not stressing over our bills, we're not stressing over our, you know, family relationships or any of the usual stuff, day-to-day life stuff. Like, we just get to go out there and do what we love, and it's as much of a break for us from reality as it is for the fans. Absolutely. As well.
Absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's a good way to put it. Do you guys have championship series? How do you decide who wrestles who? I mean, I've always been interested in who picks that and who says you're wrestling him today, and you're going no.
it's basically storylines. We've on our Facebook page for the fans, and we've already started those storylines. That way, when it comes to our first show, it's gonna be a title tournament. That way, we fairly and equally have the right two guys in the main event for the HPW World Championship and other championships and so on. It's about storylines, telling a story, and what, you know, what makes the most sense. Plus, you also want to put guys in there who can learn from each other. Right. You don't want to put two guys in there that, you know, I've been in the business for 2 weeks or 2 months or a year. You want to put them in there with a veteran who can teach them as well and also has to go to training. So there's really no easy formula to tell you this is how we figure it out. There are so many things that come into play that helps us make the decision of, okay, this guy is going to work this guy tonight, and this is the program you're going to start. Here's the end point of where we're trying to go to. So it's a lot of different formulas wrapped into one.
It depends on the company, too.
Exactly.
Because, you know, depending on, you know, what you have available to you roster-wise, like, you might just be throwing names in the hat and picking them out and just praying for the best some nights.
Which we've done that many times.
We have. But for us, when we set out to do this, the one thing that we agreed on is we wanted to make sure it was story-driven.
Yes.
The decisions that we make in those realms, it has to make sense. It can't just be like, oh, this sounds like a good match to have. No, if we think it sounds like a good match to be had, let's make it make sense. Let's give people reason to care about it.
And this business in professional wrestling, the most important thing is everything has to have a purpose. Everything that you do has to have a purpose. You just don't do things because you can do them. just because, you know, you can jump off the top rope and do a backflip onto somebody, don't mean you just go out there and just do it, just because it has to have a purpose. Mm-hmm. The way you say something, the way you get in the ring, the way you wrestle a match, something you might say in a promo, what you're wearing, the way you walk to the ring, the way you handle yourself, everything has to have a purpose.
I feel like that's missing a lot.
It is missing a lot. That comes in the higher passion wrestling. That's the whole passion behind it. Everything has to have a purpose, and there has to be a reason. You just don't go out there and do things just because, hey, I can do them. Well, that's great. There has to be a reason. Build a story out of that. And, you know, like he just said, that is, you know, missing so much in the business today, and that's sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I used to watch it all the time back in, you know, Andre the Giant and Buzz Sawyer and all them guys, you know.
Don't forget the Von Steiger brothers.
Oh,
Carl Von Steiger.
Exactly. Exactly.
My brother was married to Kurt's daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So yeah, I grew up on old tapes of Bobo Brazil and Buddy Rogers. Before I ever even got to see like the current stuff that was going on, that like the Attitude Era at that mm-hmm. time, we didn't have cable. Like I grew up on the old stuff, and I'm glad I did, because that old school mentality and the way they did things is so important to what we do today.
Yes.
And I feel like it's ignored by far too many. So that's
How much training goes into what you guys do? I mean,
what's your
typical training week or day or?
Well, the first thing we get you to do, the way that I was trained, like I took bumps, which when you land a ring, that, you know, the ring is not a bed. It is not soft. You bump, 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 and bump again. Your back eventually becomes calloused. Once you bump enough, you get to start running the ropes. You know, you got to learn everything there first. And training, you know, I trained before I even had a match 8 months.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just
not the same for me.
You've got to, you know, really make me, when you're in there, you know, people look at this business as, oh, it's professional wrestling, it's fake. You're in there with somebody else. You got somebody else's literal life in your hands. One false move, they can be paralyzed. And maybe they don't do this for a living. Maybe they have a job down at the local plant. And if you hurt them, they can't go to work. They can't put food on the table for the families. So, I mean, it's very important that you know exactly what you're doing inside those ropes, fake or not, to where you're not hurting somebody. So the training is very, very, very important.
I mean, we're professional stuntmen.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes right down to it.
Really? That's good. That's a good way.
And, you know, you have to know what you're doing, and you don't, like, you know, and that comes up to even doing things for, don't do things just because you can do them. I see a lot of guys going in there doing things that they have no idea what they're doing. And two things happen from that. One, either they get hurt bad, or actually three things. Two, whoever they're in the ring with, they get hurt, or they both get hurt. And that's not what it's about.
You know, it looks so bad that the fans can't care about it.
There's that factor as well.
It's like those old 80s B movies that weren't that great.
Right? Huh. Sounds like something we've watched, Rick.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like safety is the big issue. I mean, that's
major. Good. Yes. Absolutely. You know,
and respect that you guys have for each other.
Absolutely. You know, it's a dance inside that ring. You got to take care of each other, and you got to give that audience out there, that's the real winners and losers, is that audience. It doesn't matter who's going over that night, whatever it may be, that the real winners and losers are the people watching. Yep. You're giving, you know, if you give them a bad show, guess what? They're not coming back, and you have nobody to perform in front of. You've disappointed a lot of people who paid their hard-earned money to come for some entertainment. So, I mean, you've got to be safe and give people something to come back and watch as well.
And you've got to be able to trust in everybody's professionalism, because I don't care if me and you have a straight beef outside of the ring. You know, we hate each other in life. I need to be able to trust, like, if we're working a program together, I need to know that I go in there, you know, we're going to make sure each other walks out of that still able to get work the next day if we need.
Well, I hope we don't have a beef. You're bigger than I am, Dan.
Wow. Just as an example.
No. But I remember a story one time a while back. Ric Flair and Buzz Sawyer were wrestling at the Parkersburg High School Fieldhouse. And I guess they just were beating the snot out of each other. A buddy of mine worked security. He worked at, I don't know if you're familiar with the old Executive Club where the parking ride is on Core Road. You know where the parking ride is there? Used to be the Holiday Inn Executive Club. The Holiday Inn used to be up on the hill where 911 is.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's way back in the day. Yeah.
I was probably two. No. My buddy worked security out there. And he said Ric Flair and Buzz Sawyer were just sitting there having a good time laughing and drinking a beer. And I thought, now how cool is that? You can beat each other up, you know, and slam each other. And then you can go out and say, you know what, pal, come over here and sit down. Let me buy you a beer, you know. And that always caught me as just amazing that they could do that. Because I thought, whoa, them two have to hate each other to do what they just did to each other. But just like you guys said, that's not the case. It's mutual respect and mutual. I look out for you. You look out for me, and we'll get through this, and we'll put on a show that the people are going to say, wow. And that's what we're hoping for in August, guys. We want people to leave you guys after you're done and going, wow. And we also want
to. That's what we want them to do too.
Well, we also want to make sure that, you know, we promote you guys all to heck, because we are. It's going to start real soon. You guys will be, you know, but what I'm going to need, and I'll get with you later, is a promo picture. We can do that later, but we're going to promote the heck out of it. We're going to have wrestling and arm wrestling, and we're going to have, of course, pickleball, I guess, and different things. Everybody's saying, you know, a lot of the board members on Parkersburg Homecoming are like, hey guys, you know, let's get sports oriented here. People love their contact sports. So, you know, but there was no doubt that when I became president of Homecoming back in September, that I wanted wrestling. And then when I found out about you guys, of course, Sean, I know you.
Right.
I thought, this is going to be amazing. I can see where this is going to go. Let's do it. And so everybody's excited about it. Everybody's excited about the arm wrestling tournament that we're going to have. We can make that happen. I mean, there's just so many things that we want to do. But again, the goal for me as president of Parkersburg Homecoming is for people to leave that night going, oh my God, that was amazing. And you guys, I'm sure, feel the same way. You just told me that. And you guys I know you guys are going to be able to put on a show that the people are just they're going to be in awe of it. And, you know, especially the little kids who are sitting there like, oh, wow, that's my new hero right there. You know, that's just cool as heck, I think. And I am absolutely 100% looking forward to you guys being there. And so basically, I mean, you guys get the crowd involved. You guys do, I mean, participation, or like, you know, do you guys get up there and get them pumped up, and what do you do? And, you know, if that's a good way to put it, if you understand what I'm trying to get at here, you know, cause you want the crowd pumped up, and I know you probably have a way of doing that. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, how do you get people fired up over something as cool as wrestling?
One word. Listen, the crowd's going to tell you what they want. You go out there and you know, you feel for it, but you listen. And a lot of folks, they don't do that nowadays. You go out there and you listen to, and you give them what they want, and they're going to cheer you on. Or you don't give them what they want, they're going to do you. You have to listen. I mean, they're going to tell you
What we call it riding the wave.
Yes.
It's called what? I'm sorry.
Riding the wave. So
riding the wave. Okay.
We're out there and putting it on. Like, we are always paying attention to the crowd, even during the match. And we're listening, like, what's getting them excited? What are they kind of dipping off on? And we follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the crowd, I don't think wrestling crowds realize how much control they actually have over a show.
Absolutely.
Because we let them almost dictate to us what direction we take.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So what do you guys have coming up? Anything going to come up before August? Or is there anything that...
We're putting content up on our Facebook page for storylines that we've already began every Saturday night on the HPW Facebook page. There are some things that are pretty much set in stone.
We're just not jinxing it.
Yeah, we're not jinxing it. We know our luck. but
under promise, over delivered.
Yeah. So there's some things coming up and working on, and as soon as there's no way they can be jinxed, we will let you guys know. That way you can do that, promote for us, and we will definitely get you a graphic. That way you can start promoting that for the homecoming. And I'm gonna tell you, man, this is like we are so ecstatic and stoked for August to come around.
It's an amazing opportunity, like. Being in this area all these years,
yes,
we've had rock concerts down at the homecoming and everything else, but I can't ever recall a wrestling show being down there. So this is amazing.
For me, from being from Parkersburg, as a way to give back to my community, it means the absolute world to me.
Yes.
To be able to work the homecoming, give back to the town, and just entertain people. I mean, that's what it's about. And the homecoming, when I had moved away, I moved to North Carolina there for 4 or 5 years. When I came back, I came home to visit in August because of the homecoming. That whole weekend, man, I was stoked every year. So to be able to go down and perform at the homecoming is awesome, and to give back to the community is fantastic. It's whatever we can do, we love it.
That's great.
So thank you for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, we're going to promote the heck out of it. Like I said, you guys are going to be well known by time homecoming gets here, more than you are now. And so,
as will you guys. We're going to promote you as well. Yep.
So we're going to, I'm excited for it, and Jessica's excited for it, and everybody's like, I was actually talking to the mayor. I used to be city councilman, and I was talking to the mayor.
Right.
And he goes, "What you got going on, Bob?" And I said, "Well, Tom, mayor, sir, we're going to have professional wrestling." He went, "I love it. I love it." And I was like,
"Oh, that's awesome.
Yes." You know.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm going to say.
He's into that stuff. He's a major wrestling fan anyway. Anytime there's something, especially the high school level. But he is a wrestling person. And I told him that. He goes, "I love it." So you've already got a friend at the top, Of course, me and Rick, we're at the awesome. Bottom here. And once you get the graphics to us and we start promoting it on the Bobcast and through homecoming, I think we're going to fire people up a lot. And I think because after we're done with this show, we are on every podcast site, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube. What's the other ones, Rick?
Oh, golly.
Multiple. Everywhere you can get podcasts, the Bobcast is. And I'm not sure yet about Wraparound. Wraparound just kind of started a couple weeks ago. As a matter of fact, that's what this was supposed to be called at the beginning, Wraparound MOV. And somebody talked me into, they said, "Bob, it's your show. Called the Bobcast." Okay.
I love the name.
I do too.
Well, I was going to call it the Bobcast Podcast, but one of my buddies at 911 said, "Bob, I don't mean to be judgmental, but they know what it is. They know it's a podcast." So take off the word podcast off the Bobcast. oh, darn it. No. And I said, okay, so it's just the Bobcast MOB. With, it's Rick T and Bob. Teresa used to work with me at 911, and she retired. And she, one day, yeah, there she is in the center. God love her. Okay. And she said one day, she goes, I put on there, look, we need a third person because Bob gets tired of hearing himself talk. And and somehow, I don't know how.
Hey.
But somehow on our magnet for my car for the parades, it has the Bobcast MOV with T, Rick, and Bob. Now I went from being top billing to third place. So I'm trying to regain my status here.
When you're third fiddle on your own show, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
It's because he's still hungry.
Oh, but Teresa's one of them girls who she I say, Teresa, do you have a question? Oh yes, Bob, I do. I'm like, uh-oh, we're in trouble now, you know. But she asks good questions. She's with everything going on, she's just kind of been taking a, you know, but she'll be back on probably in the next broadcast that we have. She'll come back on, but it's just me and Rick. But you know, what we want to do, guys, is later down the road before August, if you guys are available, we want to do another podcast with you.
Sure, absolutely.
And that way, we'll let you know where we're at, and we'll get things, we'll keep them fired up for the homecoming. And you know, is there anything you guys want to tell us, or anything that we're not, that we haven't covered, that you guys think that we need to talk about, or
no, not yet. I mean, there's a bunch of things I'd love to talk about.
I'm like, biting at the bit to talk about,
we
but
can't just yet. We used to jinx ourselves all the time.
Oh, so good.
Then look like complete fools at the end. So that's one thing we've learned. Like, until everything is set in stone for sure, don't mention it.
So many times we've been like, okay, we know this is going to happen. We announce it, turn around, and it's all gone up.
Well, guys, let me tell you what happened to Bob Mercer. Well, we had a podcast, and I forget who'd we have on, Rick. I can't remember who the guest was. And we're sitting there chatting, just having a great time.
Oh, yes.
And my daughter, matter of fact, it was Jessica. Jessica came in whispering in my ear. She goes, Dad, you're not live.
That sounds like our
We've been there, done that.
I said, Rick, are we live? He went, I don't. No, we're not.
The producer forgot to hit the go live button.
So here we are. Just
we used to record our shows, and the number of times I have heard the words "the camera wasn't recording."
Oh, that's awesome.
It was last fall. We're doing some content, and he and I were doing a promo together.
I know the one you're talking about.
And with our promos, what's so great about them is most of the time there's no script like people think. We just read each other and go off of things. And in the middle of this promo, I'm thinking, man, this is really good. Like this is really strong. This is gonna go over well. About that time, the person running the camera, he just puts the camera down. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I forgot to push record. I'm like, you're kidding me. I'm like, all right, well. So much for that thinking. Let's get our thoughts back together.
And it's never as good when you try to recreate it.
It's not the same time around. We did that. We've done that more than once. I've been sitting going. We're like, wait a minute, whoa! But Rick saves the day. I mean, Rick's my go-to guy. He saves the day for me, and we get on and we. We try again.
I try.
And, you know, I love it. So, listen, guys, I appreciate you guys so much being on the Bobcast. It's been so exciting to talk to you. And we're going to get geared up and fired up over this Higher Passion Wrestling coming in August to Parkersburg Homecoming. we will get the dates set in with the guys here. I'm not going to tell them what day to be there. They need to tell me what day is good for them. And we will absolutely let you know. And here is how to get a hold of the guys. Facebook.com, Higher Passion, hashtag or slash Higher Passion Wrestling. All right, TikTok and YouTube. We want to look at, watch the guys and understand what's coming in August to downtown Parkersburg, West Virginia for the Parkersburg Homecoming 2025, that we want to make the very best. And I want you guys to leave that wrestling match going, wow. And that's, I know from these, just talking to these two guys, and I've known Sean for a lot of years. Absolutely, you guys are going to have the best time in the world, you know, watching these guys and their crew. And I'm sorry, people keep texting. I apologize. Usually my cat's up here. Usually my cat's right here. I'm going like this. Get off of me. And you can't be mean to him because all he wants just for, you know. At the same time, they don't do that unless the camera's on. It's like lights, camera, action. So, is there anything else you guys need to say before we let you go?
Just thank you again for having us on here. And we're looking so forward to August. Looking forward to coming back on the Bobcast with you guys. Had a blast this evening talking to you.
Absolutely.
Cracking us up over here. And just thank you for everything that you're doing for us.
Okay.
And we will definitely be promoting you guys on the Facebook page, not just for when we're going to be on there, but for everything else you guys do. I think you're doing something wonderful for the Valley, for the Mid-Ohio Valley. And we look forward to being back on here again. Just, again, thank you so much for allowing us this time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Rick, do you have anything you want to say? I'm sorry. You have anything you want to say?
No, just great having you on, guys. Really, I really enjoyed the evening.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you learned a lot. I learned a lot, and you know, just, and I'm excited. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have had on the Promise Sean Steele and James Grimm Blackwell from Higher Passion Wrestling that will be performing for your entertainment at the Parkersburg Homecoming in August. So we will keep you informed on our Facebook page, ParkersburgHomecoming.com. And on the Bobcast and Wraparound MOV and any other program that Rick decides to throw it our way. And so once again, guys, we appreciate you and have a great, great evening. And we'll talk to you very soon. Okay.
You do the very same. Thank you.
Looking forward to next time. All right, guys, take care.
Take care.
Just click off there. There you go. We thank Ricker. That was great, wasn't it?
That was good. That was a good.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I can't wait. That's going to be amazing to watch.
Back up there so they can see it.
See, mine's stuck though, because mine's behind live up on the left. It's behind live, and I can't. I saw TikTok and Facebook, and I happened to catch YouTube. So if you can see, you know, you can pretty much see them. You can get a hold and watch these guys. Who did that? Jessica?
Erica.
Erica stuck her tongue out at me, people. I'm going to call the police and have her arrested.
I didn't know you were still alive. Sorry.
So what you think, Rick? You got anything you want to talk about? Anything that we need to know? If you've had a birthday or a homecoming.
Just one thing we want to be sure to mention, and that's VHS Big Red Band
Spirit Night
fundraiser at Wendy's.
Come and support the Parkersburg High School Big Reds, everybody. The homecoming. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That is something I need to do, Ricker. We're going to have Parkersburg Homecoming is going to have a fundraiser at Western Sizzlin'. Let me see. Probably not. Probably the wrong one.
Outback
Steakhouse. And I'll have to get you the dates. I had it on here, and for the life of me, it went away. Hold on a minute. There we go. No, it's not. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I'll have to find it for you. But come out on the March 6th from 4 to 8 p.m. Support the Parkersburg High School Big Red Band. It's Windy Spirit Night. 10% of all sales support the band. For those of you who've ever seen the Parkersburg High School Big Red Band, perform. They do a phenomenal job. They're going to have baked goods for sale, 1603 7th Street, the 7th Street Wendy's, or the one on Emerson Avenue, 3800 Emerson Avenue. There's a lot of good, kids, them kids, and all the bands do. My granddaughter and my granddaughters were in the Parkersburg South High School band, Color Guard, and the stage band.
I was in the Big Red Band 100 years ago.
Really?
Yep. 2 years.
Did you play the triangle?
I played the trumpet.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
That was cool.
That is cool. So anyway, follow, you know, go, hold on a minute here. So go support the Parkersburg High School Big Red Band. If you have anything you'd like to have announced on the Bobcast, if you've had a birthday from the last time till now, happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy just because day. We don't care. Happy every day. Be happy and smile. It's been a great show. I mean, you know, again, folks, we need volunteers, and we also need entertainment. We're going to have open mic. It's what I call it. But if you're a person who wants to sing, get up on stage with your guitar, sing. If you're a comedian with PG or G material. Or if you're a band that you would like to play, you know, we'd love to have you. Let us know at parkersburghomecoming.com/entertainment/sign-up, and we'll get you squared away. But we're looking forward to it. Again, I told you we're working with a couple people, and but we definitely need volunteers. It's more staff support. It's not hard. We need the only thing that may be hard is if you're a stagehand. But there is on our page, you can go to if you want to be a volunteer, but there's some information on it. We need arts and crafts people. We need vendors. We need food vendors. We're just doing a lot of things, and we want this, like I said on the show earlier, we want this to be wow. We want you to go away with the feeling that, you know, a lot of people have done a lot of work to bring you something that has been ingrained in our community for 40 years. This will be the 41st year, and we're really looking forward to it. Rick's a treasurer for Parkersburg Homecoming. I'm president. We have Chuck Lips, Charlotte Nestor, Cindy Ware. We have Alexis Martin, you know, several people, Tim Cochran, just Sherry Dugan will be in charge of Kids Fest. And we have Edward Eskendon. We have Gina Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have Lori. Can't remember Lori's last name. Her and John Chalfant are in charge of the parade this year.
Yeah. And don't forget Commish Rick. Don't forget Commish Rick.
Oh, yeah. And Rick Modisett. Everybody knows Rick Modisett. He's a staple in the community. So... that was an exciting interview with Higher Passion, and absolutely we will be having them back on in the very near future, along with other people who are going to be at the homecoming. Rick and I will have them here to talk about what they're going to do. So if you're out there and you're going to be in, you know, participate in Parkersburg Homecoming, and you want to come on the Bobcast to talk to us about what you're going to do, and, you know, help us promote you, which we will do, then absolutely. Send us what you need, you know, what you want, and we'll see. We got Beep Beep, Robert Wilcox, and we have Hello from the HPW family watching from home. Hi, back. As a wrestling EMT, I agree. Okay, so that's going to be interesting. So again, if you want to come on and talk about something, let us know. Let Rick or I know, or send us an email. Send us, you know, what you want to talk about, and we'll absolutely have you on. If it's whatever you want to talk about, we're pretty flexible. As long as it's PG and G and there's stuff like that, we're looking forward to having people on. Join us next week when we'll be trying to get some more people to come on to talk about what they want to do for homecoming. I'd like to have our Chuck Lips on. He's our second vice president. Charlotte Nestor is Chuck is the first vice president. Charlotte is the second vice president. Maybe we can get them to come on the Bobcast and talk about, you know, what their expectations and goals are for Parkersburg Homecoming 25. Welcome back to the river. It's going to be a great year. Going to be a great year. Rick, you have anything you want to talk about, mister?
No, I just, I'm just really looking forward to when we get this whole thing put together. It's going to be great.
It's been a trip, hasn't it, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been fun. We've had a great time tonight. Thank you for everybody who tuned in to listen. Thank you for those who are listening in after we're done here on every place where there's a podcast is where we're going to be. And we look forward to having more people, and we will see you next week. Love you guys. Appreciate you very much. And Rick, I thank you for helping me today over at Jessica's with the technical stuff.
My pleasure.
It worked out. The guys looked really good. They did really good. I'm impressed. So we didn't have any issues like that. And I'm going to have to figure out why the format changed on this thing, Rick.
We'll get together and get it taken care of.
Yeah, I don't have any idea why. It's not anything like it was before. It's just totally different. And it kind of caught me off guard when we went on air. I was like, I've not seen that before.
That ain't right.
It's not right. Don't do that to me. I don't like change to start with. All right, Rick, I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All righty, we'll do it.
Again, thank you. Thank you for the promise, Sean Still and James Grimm Blackwell, for being our guest tonight. We appreciate you guys very, very much. And we'll talk to you soon, Ricker.
All righty. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.